Hi, this week the question is, how are men baptized by one Spirit into one body? The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 12, verse 13, "For by one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and have all been made to drink into one Spirit." What is the baptism mentioned in this passage? The baptism mentioned here is a baptism that results in men being placed into the body of Christ. The body of Christ is the church of the Lord. Ephesians 1, 22 and 23, Colossians 1, verse 18. Which baptism resulted in men being placed into the body of Christ? Holy Spirit baptism or water baptism? To answer this question, we need to examine both Holy Spirit baptism and water baptism. Holy Spirit baptism was administered by Jesus himself. It was never administered by a human being, according to Mark 1, verse 8. Holy Spirit baptism is a promise, Mark 1, verse 8. It's not a command. Men receive promises. They obey commands. Notice also that Holy Spirit baptism was not for the purpose of saving men from their sins. It was promised to men who were already saved from their sins. Acts 1, verse 5. The apostles in Acts 1, verse 5 were already saved. So this passage clearly demonstrates that Holy Spirit baptism was not for the purpose of saving people from sins. Instead, Holy Spirit baptism was for the purpose of empowering men to work miracles. Acts 1, verse 8. The purpose of this miraculous power was to confirm the message preached by the apostles. Mark 16, verse 20, Hebrews 2, verse 4. After all, since the apostles were teaching a new doctrine, Acts 17, verse 19, they needed proof to demonstrate clearly that God was in favor of the new doctrine. Finally, Holy Spirit baptism occurred only twice in the Scriptures. Not all Christians experienced this. In Acts chapter 11, verses 15 through 16, Peter said, "As I began to speak, the Holy Spirit fell upon the Gentiles as upon us Jews at the beginning. And then I remembered the word of the Lord, how he said, 'John indeed baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit.'" Peter did not say, "The Holy Spirit fell on the Gentiles just like he falls on every single person that's ever saved." No, Peter had to refer all the way back to the beginning, that is, Pentecost, in order to find a previous example of Holy Spirit baptism. Since Holy Spirit baptism is not for the purpose of saving men, not everyone received this baptism. But the baptism mentioned in 1 Corinthians 12, verse 13, is something that all Christians experienced. "By one Spirit we were all baptized into one body," the passage says. In summary, here's what we know about Holy Spirit baptism. It was administered by the Lord Jesus, not by any man. It was a promise, not a command. It was not for the purpose of saving people from their sins. It empowered certain men with abilities to work miracles in order to confirm the divine origin of the gospel message. And only a few people experienced Holy Spirit baptism. In contrast, water baptism is administered by men and is designed to place men into a relationship with the Lord. Notice Matthew 28, verse 19, "Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them into the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." Here we see that men are made disciples of the Lord by being baptized in water. How do we know this refers to water baptism rather than Holy Spirit baptism? Because this baptism is administered by men, and therefore it's water baptism. In Mark 16, verses 15 and 16, Jesus said to the apostles, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved." Notice four things about this baptism. First, this baptism is administered by men. Holy Spirit baptism is administered only by the Lord. Number two, this baptism is commanded to be obeyed. Holy Spirit baptism is a promise to be received, not a command. Number three, this baptism in water saves men. Holy Spirit baptism was not for the purpose of saving men from their sins. And number four, this baptism, it was for everyone who believed and wanted to be saved. According to Mark 16, verse 16, what do men have to believe before they may be baptized? They must believe the gospel which was revealed by the Holy Spirit. Remember this because it will prove very important in just a moment. In Acts 2, verse 38 and 39, Peter said to them, "Repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is to you, and to your children, and to all who are afar off, as many as the Lord our God will call." Notice four things about this passage. First, this baptism would be administered by men. Therefore, it could not be Holy Spirit baptism. Number two, this baptism is a command, not a promise. Therefore, this cannot be Holy Spirit baptism. This baptism, number three, is for the remission of sins. Look carefully at Acts 2, verses 38 and 39, and you'll see clearly that the gift of the Holy Spirit was not for the remission of sins, but it came after the remission of sins. Therefore, the gift of the Holy Spirit is not for the remission of sins. It did not save anyone from their sins. That was not its purpose. And number four, this baptism was for everyone who repented and wanted to have remission of sins. Now, what happened to all those who obeyed the command to be baptized in water for the remission of sins? The Bible says they were all added to the church, Acts 2, verse 41 and 47, which is the body of Christ, Colossians 1, verse 18. Now, we've learned that water baptism is first an act of obedience which saves man from his sins. Second, it places one into the body of Christ. And third, it's commanded of everyone. Holy Spirit baptism was not for everyone and never saved anyone. But the baptism mentioned in 1 Corinthians 12, verse 13 was for everyone. The baptism of 1 Corinthians 12, verse 13 placed all who obeyed into the body of Christ. And Acts 2, verse 41 and 47 clearly demonstrates this is water baptism. So, 1 Corinthians 12, verse 13, "By one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and have all been made to drink into one Spirit." Since baptism here clearly refers to water baptism, we have two things involved in man's conversion, the Holy Spirit and water baptism. And this should not surprise us because Jesus said in John 3, verse 5, "Unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God." Being born of water refers to baptism in water. And being born of the Spirit means believing and submitting to the Word of God that was revealed by the Holy Spirit. The Spirit would reveal the terms of salvation, John 20, 22 through 23, and those revealed instructions would save men from their sins, James 1, verse 21. In 1 Peter 1, verse 23, Peter wrote, "Having been born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, through the Word of God, which lives and abides forever." Men must believe the gospel that was revealed by the Holy Spirit, and then submit to water baptism for the remission of sins. By doing this, they are added to the body of Christ. This fits exactly with what Jesus taught in Mark 16, 16, where we're told that men must believe what was revealed by the Spirit and then be baptized by water in order to be saved. Well, thanks for considering our message this week. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. Again, that's willofthelord.com with no spaces between the words. There at our website, you can download the notes and the audio file of the message you just listened to. We invite you to call again next week when we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.